Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And what I'm talking about is not the exception. It may be the exception according to most people's experience, but this is normal Christianity. This is the way that God created us to live. This is the way it's supposed to be. And brothers and sisters, I believe in evolution. I just don't believe we've evolved up from a piece of slime to this complex being. I believe we started off awesome and we have evolved down. That we are just a fraction of what God created us to be. And most of us are walking like mere men and women. And because we don't feel a tingling in our hand, well then how can God flow through me? I didn't feel anything. I didn't see anything. You're just carnal. Man, we can live better than that. We can do better than that. And it's the only way I know to get to this place where you're walking by faith and not by sight is through the Word. When you read the Word of God and the Holy Spirit enlightens it to you, all of a sudden it's like your spiritual inside. You begin to see things differently. You perceive things differently than you do with your own natural thinking. You begin to have perception. I've been dreaming about things for 40 years that, you know what, now they're all coming to pass. Things are happening. But I saw things 40-something years ago that are just now happening.
Yeah.
And people think, how did you do that? God, every one of us are like that. You got dreams in your heart. God is prompting every one of you. God is speaking to you every moment of every day, trying to get you to walk by faith and not by sight. And most of us just dismiss this as, oh, I don't want to be silly. I don't want to sit here and be foolish. And so we just go with conventional wisdom. We follow everybody else. They say there's a recession, and I know that the Bible says God's going to supply my need according to His riches and glory. But the guy on television said this, and we overrule what we feel in our heart, what the Word of God says to us. I'm telling you that you aren't going to see this supernatural power that I've been describing manifest in your life until you get to where the Word of God is more real to you than what the papers have to say, than what somebody else has to say. Where you believe the Word and you can get to where you are so into that that it is more real to you than anything that you feel. That can happen. And that's the way it should happen. And when you do that, you'll cross a barrier. I remember in 1976 that I had prayed for people. I had seen some people's blind eyes open, but I was as shocked as anybody else when their eyes opened. It just shocked me. I mean, an old blind squirrel will get a nut every once in a while if he keeps trying. And I just had prayed for so many people. I saw some people healed accidentally. But you know what? 1976, I remember we were in Childress, Texas, and things began to start fitting together. And all of a sudden, I knew that I had passed into where I was walking by faith and not by sight. I don't know how to tell you that. I just knew it. I knew it in my knower. And I knew that things were true. And I started walking by faith. And I'm doing it more all of the time. I'm not saying that I do it all of the time or as consistently as I should. But I'm saying that you will pass a place to where all of a sudden you realize that you aren't like you were before. That you've got new access. You've got a spiritual being part of you that is real. And you can get to where you start walking in the Spirit. And you know things by the Spirit. And you just know it. And because of that, the physical realm will bow to the spirit realm. The spirit realm created this physical realm. Everything physical in this world was created by an invisible force. It says in Hebrews, we see that things that are made were not made of things which do appear. They were made of things. But they weren't tangible things, physical things. Spiritual things created this physical world. The parent force is greater than the force it created. The spiritual realm is more powerful and more real than the physical realm. The spiritual you is the real you. And the realities about you in the spirit are more real than the realities about you in the physical. I'm not denying that the physical exists. I'm just saying that the spiritual you is more powerful. And if you were to get your mind renewed to where you could really believe that what is the Bible says is true in the spirit, and if your mind, if you could believe that and focus on it, then it'll automatically come to pass in your body. It just has to happen. Isn't that simple?
Amen.
I know I've gone a long time. Let me give you one last story and I'll quit. There was a woman who was legally blind, and she was a pastor's wife, and she just about had given up on being healed. And they had a healing evangelist come to her church, and she didn't want him to pray for her because she'd been prayed for so many times, she didn't want to be disappointed. And so she tried to avoid him. And this guy finally just cornered her and says, I want to pray for your eyes. Her eyes were, she was legally blind. She had to wear glasses that were like the bottom of Coke bottles looking through it. And so he had her take off her glasses and then he prayed for her. And after he got through praying, he says, now can you see? So she started to open her eyes. And when she started to open her eyes, he said, shut your eyes. And she shut her eyes real quick. And wondered, what's he talking about? He asked me if I could see. So he asked again. He says, now, can you see? So she started to open her eyes. And he said, shut your eyes. And she shut her eyes real quick. Thought, how am I going to tell if I can see? And so he said the third time, he says, now, can you see? So she started to open her eyes. And he says, I didn't tell you to open your eyes. Shut your eyes. You got to see yourself seeing on the inside before you can see it on the outside. He says, can you see yourself in your heart seeing? And see, this is the problem. Most people, when they've been sick a long time, it's not just their body that's sick, their mind's sick. They dream sick. They think sick. They plan sick. They plan their daily activities around, I can't go do this. If somebody asks them, you want to go walk? I can't walk. And you plan, you see yourself, you think sick. And you know what? You've got to see it on the inside. It's got to start in the spirit before it manifests itself on the outside. And there's lots of people that come for prayer that they see themselves sick. They don't see anything change. They're hoping that it'll change. They're wishing and hoping and praying, and they're hoping that you can pray. And if something happens, well, then they'll accept it. But they don't see themselves well. They expect. I've even had people before receive prayer and nothing happened. They walked away and says, well, I didn't think anything would happen. And they wonder why nothing happened. You've got to get to where you see yourself healed. See yourself prosperous. See your dreams and visions coming to pass. You've got to get to where faith is more real to you than the physical, tangible things that you're dealing with. Before I saw people raised from the dead, I dreamed about, I studied the Word, and I got to where I was raising dozens of people from the dead every night in my dreams. And then I saw it happen on the outside. Before I saw people blind eyes open, I started seeing it. You got to see it on the inside, and most people don't do this. They operate carnally. They are going totally by their senses, but they're hoping to get something different than what they think and feel on the inside. It's not going to work that way. You're going to have to learn to walk by faith, and then the physical realm will catch up. Isn't that awesome? I don't know if that helps you, but that has revolutionized my life. It's changed my life. And let me just say that if there's anybody here who has not been born again, if you haven't been changed in your heart, then all you can see is the demonic side of the spiritual realm. Because it's only through Jesus. No man can come unto the Father except through Jesus. If you haven't been born again, then the only spirit you can get into is the demonic realm. You can operate in demonic power, and you can be depressed and oppressed and fearful and all of these things. But you can't walk in the fullness of God's Spirit until, first of all, you be born again. That's more than just going to church. That's being changed on the inside. You've got to have Jesus living on the inside of you. If you've never experienced that, you can experience it tonight by just simply believing that Jesus has already forgiven your sins and making Him your Lord. bowing the knee and say, I make you my Lord. I yield to you. I make you my master. And if you will really do that and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. And then once people get saved, Jesus told his disciples, don't tell anybody, don't go anywhere, don't preach the gospel until you receive power from on high. When you get born again is when you get this life on the inside of you, but the Holy Spirit is what releases it. Jesus never did a single miracle, never ministered, never did anything until the Holy Spirit came upon him. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, who do you think you are that you can minister without the Holy Spirit, that you can live without it? You must receive the Holy Spirit. And in the Bible, when they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke with tongues. Speaking in tongues is powerful. And again, the natural mind just goes tilt like this is silly. I don't even understand what I'm saying. That's the reason it's so powerful. Speaking in tongues makes you go beyond your logic. And it pushes you into faith. I can guarantee you, if you are a person that has to figure it all out and understand everything, you will not speak in tongues very long because it does not make sense. It is out of your heart. It says when you pray in tongues, your spirit prays, not your brain. And most of us have spent an entire life trying to control everything and never say anything that would embarrass us or be foolish. And we've got all of these barriers and things that we've erected in our mind. And when you speak in tongues, you just break all of those things and start going beyond yourself. And it's just like flipping a switch. You go into the spirit realm when you start speaking in tongues and powerful things happen. You need this gift of speaking in tongues. I can guarantee you, you cannot operate in what I talked about tonight without the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. You cannot retain what I've even talked about. You'll lose it. You won't understand this. It takes the Spirit to reveal this to you. So you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit and this gift of speaking in tongues. It is the doorway into the godly spiritual realm. So is there anybody here tonight who would say, I need one or both of those? I either need to make Jesus.
This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. And remember, this is the last day we're making this offer available, so don't wait. Call or write today. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to call our helpline. The number is 719-635-1111. And not only can you order product that we have offered over radio and over television through this helpline, but there are people there that can minister to you. And we have some really mature Christians. I get compliments on the people that answer our phones constantly. And they are not here just to take an order. They are there to be a blessing to you. So once again, that number is 719-635-1111. We operate from 4 a.m. until 10 o'clock p.m. every weekday. And you can not only get the materials, but you can also receive prayer. And we want to help you any way we can.